I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Tuesday, August 4th. Saturday evening's storms dropped several tornadoes in southwest Ohio. The National Weather Service confirms that a weak tornado touched down between New Lebanon and Dayton. The tornado first developed near Germantown Liberty Road, south of Forney Road, and just west of Liberty. The tornado was about 150 yards wide and traveled north along Snyder Road for about 3 miles to just north of U.S. 35. Damage was seen at a business, a barn, and a storage facility. The tornado caused extensive tree damage along its path. No injuries were reported from the storm. The National Weather Service is investigating two other tornadoes near Eaton in Preble County and in northwestern Warren County. Results of that investigation should be released soon. The Ohio State Fair is teaching those with diverse abilities how to make safe sensory snacks. The Ohio Agricultural Center invited a number of people with disabilities to attend a cooking demo last week to show them how to make nutritious and easy snacks with Ohio-made products. WYSO Shea Frank has more.
Only standing room was left in the Ohio Made store at the state fair during this demonstration. Audience members cheered and interacted with the Ohio Department of Developmental Disabilities Medical Director Laura Sorg as she demonstrated how to make a lemon hummus.
Who likes fruit? Who are my fruit people? I love fruit too. Who are my veggie people? Oh, come on. A couple. Okay.
Sorg walked the packed room through tools and techniques that make eating local fruits, veggies, and cheeses easier and safer for all ability types. She says making things like a dip from Ohio soybeans is a great way to stay healthy, get necessary protein, and support local growers.
So we want to know people, you know, make sure that people know that they can eat a variety of fruits and vegetables raised here in Ohio that also can still be safe when they're eating those.
Sorg says the State Department hosts seasonal cooking classes like these often. For WYSO News, I'm Shea Frank.
Ohio is having its third measles outbreak of this year. The Ohio Department of Health confirmed 4 infected individuals, 3 in Ashtabula County and 1 in Tuscarawas County. All 4 people were not vaccinated. Measles symptoms include a rash, high fever, runny nose, cough, loss of appetite, and red, watery eyes. The rash usually lasts 5 to 6 days. The state has now reported 15 measles cases this year. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends that all children get 2 doses of the MMR vaccine. That vaccine can also be given to adults who are unvaccinated or with an unknown vaccination status. The disease is highly infectious, and ODH warns that measles can be brought back to Ohio by individuals who travel to areas with ongoing outbreaks. If people are not protected against the disease, 9 out of 10 people who are exposed will get sick. Ohio voters will have a whole slate of statewide candidates to choose from this fall, but just one state issue will go before them. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports on the language for Issue 3.
The Ohio Ballot Board has now given the green light for Issue 3, which is going to ask voters whether they should have to show government-issued photo ID for in-person voting. That's already the law, but the GOP majority legislature wants it in the Constitution. None of the citizen-initiated efforts will make the ballot. Secretary of State Frank LaRose says that signature gathering has been the barrier for many of them, and in his eyes...
Again, that's a good thing. If you're going to bring a question in front of the voters to amend the very founding document of our state, there should be a high bar for that.
Election day is less than 100 days away. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
The ACLU of Ohio is telling Ohio State University to end its ban on chalking messages on sidewalks or be prepared to fight a lawsuit. State House correspondent Joe Ingles has this.
The ACLU of Ohio's David Carey says OSU's ban on chalking on sidewalks and other surfaces is unconstitutional and has asked the university to rescind it.
Our hope is that OSU will understand, in light of our letter, that the prohibition on chalked messages on campus violates the First Amendment, and that, frankly, it would be unwise to maintain an unconstitutional policy.
Carey says chalking is a long-standing tradition that needs to return soon because the ban silences speech from campus groups. OSU, in a written statement, said it's reviewing the letter, but that it's committed to free speech and expression on campus. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
Looking for a nice day today, a bit warmer than yesterday, a high in the mid-80s, sunshine with maybe some afternoon clouds. Temperatures warming into the upper 80s on Wednesday with clouds during the day. And those clouds will bring rain chances for the second half of this week for Thursday and Friday. And that's WYSO Today for Tuesday, August 4th. I'm Mike Fraser.
Hey, it's Peter Sagal. Maybe you've never seen Wait Wait Live and in person, but you've thought to yourself, well, what's the big deal? I can just listen on the radio. Well, yeah, but you never get to hear everything that happens.
That can be edited right out. Don't you worry about that.
So come join us September 3rd at the Rose Music Center.
Don't worry, it's not going to make broadcast.
That's Wait Wait Live, September 3rd at the Rose Music Center. For tickets, go to nprpresents.org, but only if you're ready for it.
That's why you have to come to a live
show. That's right.